Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I please have your name? Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
Yes. This is Brittany. Can I speak to Brittany?
I don't have the ability to transfer you over to anyone else. How may I help you?
Pardon? I got a train in the background. I got to wait for the train.
Yeah, I'm not sure who Brittany is. I'm not sure that she's available on this shift.
Okay, she was handling
it. So I'll be able to help you.
Along with Gavin. Anyways, I found out what the screw-up is. Mm-hmm. You got me on auto ship. That's the reason they sent me, 2 months and 2 months. And then the package came through with 4 and 4, like we ordered this month, realizing I was on auto ship. And now she sent me 2 more of each. So I've got 8 months supply.
May I have your name?
Yeah, so I need everything off of auto ship. And let me call it in from now on. And I thought I took auto ship off, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Mark Warner.
Warner.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So let's see what we've got here. Mark. So I'm doing a little searching.
You see why I thought I was short on the package? Because I got an auto ship underneath my credit card. And I was looking at my credit card, and I go, God, there's some money, about $100 gone. And then I called it in to find out, and it was because of the auto ship. And I go, I thought I took that off, but I got like half the order because we ordered four boxes, 4 deals of vitamin D. That shipment came in yesterday. So to the right address that we originally had set up. Now I've shipped everything back to my PO box, but and she sent off the difference yesterday, but yeah. So I don't know how that's going to work. I'm getting that for free or what. But I've got eight. I got until December. I got another auto ship set up for August for just the Omax, and I don't need it. I've got 8 months supply right now.
Okay. And would you please verify the address on the account?
Okay. We have now PO Box 972, Winston, Oregon. 97470.
So I got PO Box 972.
Yeah, but the other address, I'll give you the other one because, we need to take. Because I thought the order got screwed up because some came to my PO Box, some came to my mom's, and then another whole package came to my mom.
Okay.
And now,
so
Brittany sent off 2 more boxes, 2 more bottles of vitamin D. She thought that my package was short when I said I only got 2 and 2. But what that was my old auto ship, which shouldn't have been there.
Okay. So you want to cancel these auto ships. You don't want to push them back a little while?
Pardon?
Do you want to push them back a little while, or do you want to cancel?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you can hold them off longer if you'd like.
What would I like?
Okay, so you want to stop your auto shipments. Instead of stopping them so you can stay at your current price, would you like to just hold off the shipments a little while?
Oh, a long while. As a matter of fact, I don't want anything more.
Okay. All right, so we'll cancel. Okay, so we'll cancel those.
This is ridiculous. It's a mess. Now, the other address that you just shipped.
Well, I have to wait a minute on that one, okay? Let's handle this account really quickly. So this is for the P.O. Box 972. I've canceled the recurring shipment, okay? So let me note this account here.
Yeah. Did you cancel the one you sent out 2 days ago?
Cancel. No, sir. Can't do that. Okay,
I think it's already in the mail. I don't know.
Yeah, it's already out there. Okay,
I spent hours on the phone, you guys, trying to figure this out, and you guys can't figure it out.
Okay, so let's
go ahead.
All right, so the other account, is it in your name too, or is there someone else's name on it?
It could be in my mom's name. I don't know because we had it. Let me check the box. See whose name's on that box.
Yeah.
No, it was sent to me. Got my name on the box.
Okay, so let's look up your another account for you in case you have
Yeah, we
one.
Used my mom's credit card and her address this time. Cause,
okay, yeah, it might have been where they just changed the address on the same account. So it's this is probably going to take care of all of it. But let's just make sure.
Okay.
I see another Mark Warner, P.O. Box 972. All right, there's the Redding Street, you said?
Roseburg, Oregon.
Okay, so there's no Redding Street, California. Okay, there's a post office.
Roseburg, Oregon.
There it is. Okay, so that is the one. Let's see if this is the one I just canceled. Yep, that's the one I just canceled. So let's go back out and pull up the other one with the P.O. Box, the other P.O. Box.
You already did the P.O. Box, right?
Well, there's another account with another P.O. Box, so we're going to pull that up and see what that says.
Well, that's the one they're shipping to now. That's the same.
I've already taken care of. Hold on just a second.
P.O. Box.
Right. I've already taken care of P.O. Box 972 in Roseburg. Okay. There's another account. There are two accounts for you with that same address. Okay. That have recurring shipments.
Let me talk. Okay.
Sure.
So that was my original shipping. But then we decided to change over to mom's house. Okay. And then when this thing got screwed up, I said, ship it back to the P.O. box again.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to use for now on. We're not going to use my mom's address because things got screwed up. And I didn't know I was on auto ship. I canceled auto ship of all my products a long time ago.
Okay.
Well,
I do have both of those accounts canceled. So all of your auto shipments have been canceled. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Because the old address was 124 Northwest Bree Drive, Winston, Oregon, 97496.
Yeah.
And that credit card is on auto ship for underneath my mom's name, which would be Etta Jameson. Mm-hmm. I do not want her card hit or more stuff sent.
Okay. Yes, sir, but I have canceled both of those accounts. So
right now I gotta call it in to get more product.
Right.
Okay, and I don't know what I'm gonna do about this. I don't wanna be charged for this because I wasn't supposed to be charged on the auto ship because I shut that stuff down and I don't know why it didn't get through. So I got charged 87 something for two boxes and two bottles. Yeah, and they got another two boxes and two bottles coming and I'm not paying for that. So if you'd like me to ship them back, that's fine. But, yeah.
Okay. No, sir. All right. No, that's fine.
I got everything and more, you know, than I asked for. So, and I got more coming, you know, because they thought that I didn't get my full package. But, see, I didn't realize that I was on auto ship still. That's where the problem is. I said, I got two boxes when we ordered four of each. I only got two of each, but that I already paid for that on that last auto ship or 89 or whatever it was. And but now she sent me two more. I said, I only got half my order, so she's sending me two more boxes and two more vitamin D when the package of four and four came in yesterday. So you see how I'm all stocked up?
Right. Yeah, we've got you covered now, so you don't have to worry about any more of those.
I'd be sure if it comes back, you know, because the next auto ship was supposed to be in August, and if they do that, there's going to be a problem. So make sure nothing comes through.
Yes, sir. Nothing will come through.
Okay, and then I will call back in December or January when I need more.
All righty. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you. Have a great day.
No problem. You too. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much for calling on Max Health. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.